Changing perspectives. Good day. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today I want to talk to you about order. It's so important that we have order within our lives. Why? Because order creates efficiency and it also creates progression. You will not be able to move forward in life when you don't have order. One of the most important things that we need to realize is order of the mind. When there is no order inside of you, there will be no order around you, because order is not something that starts around you. It starts on the inside of you. That is why it is so important that our lives should be ordered. And when I say ordered, I'm talking about being ordered by God, because God is the one person that orders our minds and gives us understanding according to the way that we should live. Within our lives, you will find that there's constantly things happening within your life. There's constantly competition for time. There's constantly competition for things just coming your way. And when you do not know how to order things, you will live a tired and an overwhelmed life. But when God is in the center of everything, He orders all things. He orders all things. For me in particular, I have noticed that when God is in the center of everything, things just begin to work. But when He is not, there is constant chaos. There is the sense of no control and overwhelmness. But when God is allowed into situations, things suddenly begin to work out. It is so important that God gets first place. When He gets entry and we give Him entry, order it happens within our lives. Think about anything within your life that does not have God. Now think about the things that does have God. And if you have to weigh them against each other, you will find that where God is in, there's complete order, there's calmness, there's peace, there is progress, there is just everything. But when God is not allowed in a situation, there is no order. It is so important for us to understand this concept, because there are moments within our lives and there are areas within our lives where we allow God in, and other areas that are so sacred to us where we just don't allow God in. And you will notice God just brings peace, He brings tranquility, He brings order, and He brings progress. I know in the areas of my life where I have not allowed God in, I have not been able to progress. Even as a child, there were many times where there was just a sense that God needs to be allowed in. And in those moments, when God was allowed in, things just started happening. Things just began. Things just became easy. And sometimes we think that we leave the childish things behind. But even as adults, we want to begin to do things in our own strength. We think that we are able to do things. And sometimes it's almost like we want to impress ourselves. We want to say, oh, if I do it, I will be able to show everybody that I can. And as I said, sometimes we want to impress ourselves that we can do things. But the truth of the matter is, you will only be able to impress yourself when God is in charge, when God is in the center of it all. Because when God enters, there is just a complete, complete order of everything. Destruction only comes to to moments, places, and areas where God has not entered in. I'm thinking of Genesis, where the Bible speaks about, and the earth was void and without form. And then when God came and he spoke order into place, and suddenly every single thing entered into its normal state and its place of order. And when that happened, things suddenly progressed. And that is what God does. You may be sitting today with a situation where you don't know, you don't understand, and you don't realize how much you need God. And you may be trying to work it out and saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. And you're really just working in your own strength. But order will never come without God. We can be the best planning people or planning team or whatever you have studied. You can be the best. And you may have learned the skills of this world, but it will never truly happen when you don't understand the skills and the wisdom of God. You see, you and I, we need the order of God. We don't need the order of self, because it doesn't matter how much order I have on my own. I will never be able to do things perfectly the way God would want it to happen. So I say to you today that it is time to allow God in. It's not like God has not been knocking on your door. It's not like God hasn't been asking to come in. It's not like God hasn't been watching and saying, I need to help you in this situation. Sometimes we are just stubborn. Sometimes we just want to do things in our own way, in our own strength, so that we can be proud of ourselves. But how about being proud that you have let God in? How about bringing that peace into your family, bringing that peace into your situation, bringing that peace of mind into you? Because when you do that, when God begins to enter, suddenly everything makes sense. So stop your worrying. Stop trying to work things out. Stop trying to have a plan A and a plan B. Let God be your plan A. Let God be your plan B. Let God be your plan C. When you do that, you will see how you progress in life. Because with God, all things are possible. I have seen that. I have lived it. I've begun to understand just how much God wants to bless us. And he wants to work out our situations. And today, I wanted to remind you of that. And I wanted to say to you that when God enters, suddenly the house becomes full of order. You are ordered. Everything is ordered. And your footsteps are ordered of God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that you are my God, and you will enter in, and you will move over me, and I will become what you want me to become, as I am ordered of you and by you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.